Greetings once again, my fellow Lenten pilgrims. We have now made it to the middle Sabbath of Holy Week. It's Holy Wednesday. It is the 37th day of our 40-day Lenten journey together. And we again look to Brian Zahn's wonderful devotion called The Unvarnished Jesus for words of inspiration for a day such as this. To go back to the very first century and to think about what our Lord and Savior Jesus was doing on this very evening, on the Holy Wednesday of what would become Holy Week, well, he was in Bethany again, at the home of his friends Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, where a dinner was being given in his honor. At some point during the dinner, Mary brings an alabaster jar filled with rare ointment of pure spikenard, worth a year's wages, and anoints Jesus' head with the entire contents. This is Mary's extravagant way of acknowledging that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed King of Israel. Mary seems to be saying, it's time for Jesus to be publicly acknowledged as Messiah, an event that will launch the revolution of God's kingdom. But some of the disciples angrily scold Mary for her extravagance, saying, why was the ointment wasted in this way? It could have been sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. And let's be honest, if we weren't already familiar with this story, we would expect Jesus to agree with those disciples in their rebuke of Mary. We would expect Jesus to say that perfume worth tens of thousands of dollars would be better spent on feeding and clothing the poor than by wasting it on a single moment of outrageous worship. We would be inclined to agree that this kind of worship is a misspent endeavor. But we would be wrong. Jesus defends Mary by calling what she did a beautiful thing. This leaves us with much to ponder. Is it not true that there is no higher priority than doing good works of justice? Be careful. A devil lies down that road of reasoning. Jesus indeed teaches us to provide for the poor. This is part of the second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. But the first commandment is to love God with all of your heart. And I am deeply skeptical that we can, in the long term, fulfill that second commandment to love our neighbor as ourself if we are not formed by the first commandment to love God with all of our heart. Justice that is not rooted in the worship of God has no coherent foundation. As Dostoevsky warned through his character Ivan Karamazov, quote, without God, all things are permitted, unquote. So Jesus endorsed the extravagant anointing that Mary bestowed upon him. He even said that, quote, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her, unquote. This emphasizes the truth that the gospel is not a salvation formula, but the entire story of Jesus. Jesus also mysteriously says that Mary has anointed him for burial, which is certainly not what Mary was intending. Mary thought she was anointing Jesus for coronation, but Jesus says she anointed him for burial. and both are true. Jesus is the anointed king, and his coronation did launch the revolution of God's kingdom. But it also involved the burial of Jesus, because his coronation came by crucifixion, and the revolution came by the cross. This is the gospel that is to be proclaimed in all the world. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, may we follow the example of Mary of Bethany by wasting our lives on you. Amen. Lord Jesus, may we follow the example of Mary of Bethany by wasting our lives on you. And when we are misunderstood and criticized for our extravagant worship, may we remember that you call it a beautiful thing. Amen and amen. What a wonderful devotion for Holy Wednesday of this Holy Week. I hope that these devotions are moving you closer and closer to where you need to be on Easter morning, and some way or another we'll all be together in this spiritual endeavor we're on. I also want to let you know we've been ringing the church bell every day at noon and at 6, and we still have a few slots left. We have Wednesday night, that would be tonight, at 6 p.m., and then we have Friday, where we ring the bell 3 times for the hours that Jesus is on the cross, once at noon, once at 3, and once at 6, and then we enter the great silence of Holy Saturday and prepare our hearts for the amazing miracle of resurrection all over again. Just text me if you feel you'd like to ring the bell one of those times. And until then, I look forward to speaking with you, and may God bless you.